We have the chamber chat all set to go, and you're, we have our what would you, we call you the executive director?
Sure.
I believe is what we have. So, Janae Preve, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Gorgeous day out there.
Beautiful. Yeah. Oh.
We'll take 100 of them,
yeah,
right in a row. So, and today you have a guest with us from, is it Nuvera?
Yep, our solo business spotlight for May is joining us via phone.
Okay.
So we've got Glenn Zerbe. He is their current CEO and president.
All right, Glenn, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing? If you would like to listen, you can listen right in there. Glenn, you're calling, I assume, from maybe down that New Ulm way, somewhere in that region?
That's correct. It's been our headquarters for the last 125 years.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Nuvera. Well, tell us what's going on with Nuvera these days.
I was thinking about that this morning. I think you had me on about a year ago, so thank you for having me back. And we've made some significant enhancements to our offering in the Litchfield area since that time.
Okay. Have you done a lot more digging?
No, we've completed our construction.
Good.
It's been completed for almost 2 years. Yeah,
right.
I know that's always an issue in communities. We continue to dig and deploy fiber across southern Minnesota. We've been maybe the most prolific builder of fiber to the premise work across southern Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
So south of the metro area, if you will, and west south and west, I would say, of the metro area.
Mm-hmm. All right, and fiber seems to be the way to go. It seems to be the way everyone is going these days.
We're heavily invested in the wireline capabilities. We also have some fixed wireless capabilities, but we think of that as a bridge technology to the robustness and the security and the surety of a wire and the costing of a wireline service.
Yeah, and I know that the dependability is incredible, and I mean, think of where we've come in the last 20 years.
Yeah, so we've been actively replacing a copper network that we've enjoyed for decades for service, and we can see that was the end of that technology for us, and the reliability is tenfold, not just the capabilities, but the reliability and the availability of the service. So we're very pleased with the characteristics, and you know, once we get through the transition, which is disruptive to people, without any question, we've been trying to as much as we can facilitate people through that transition. But once we're through that, we're to a period of decades of stability in our network and our offering, and mm-hmm. it's a very reliable network.
Yeah, and I know you talked about the remote capabilities, but what areas, communities are you serving these days?
Yeah, so we serve all around Litchfield, and mm-hmm. we've been building out in Hector and Dassel, and then across Highway 12 all the way back through Waverly. So we think of not just communities, but communities of interest, and we know that people that might work in Litchfield travel in from other locations around that area, or might even go to school in Litchfield and come from surrounding communities, or the other way around. They may travel from Litchfield to jobs in surrounding communities. So we try and cover what we think of as corridors along highways.
Mm-hmm.
So we've, of course, got south of you towards Hutchinson, and then some of the surrounding areas around Hutchinson. And then we continue south all the way to New Ulm and Hanska, and then back across all the way to Scott and Rice County and Goodhue County, even over towards the border. So so we've got quite a swath, but we do, again, we try to think of these things as communities of interest, because I'm sure there are people on the phone listening today that aren't actually from Litchfield proper, but are part of the community of interest for Litchfield. So we try to think of it that way.
Sure.
And we're actively seeking, we build most of what we do with what I think of as Nuvera money. Mm-hmm. But there also are some very remote areas that require public-private partnerships. And so we do work with grants as well to try and build. And so we're actively working on the new set of grants that come through what's called the BEAD Act or the Infrastructure Act, the BEAD program through the federal government, mm-hmm. to see if we can't continue to extend our capabilities into the most rural areas, the unincorporated areas of the communities of interest.
Sure. And a lot of times we think about, you know, what we're viewing in our own personal setting at home. But you guys are, I know, very active with the business communities in these areas.
That's correct. We built the businesses first. We did that maybe a couple of years in advance mm-hmm. of some of the work that we had done. The businesses are paramount, of course, to communities and to have jobs and livelihoods in communities. But it's gone beyond that now, because it's not enough just to have fiber and capability to home or to businesses. The residents need it as well. They're working from home, learning from home, going to church from home, whatever they might be doing from their home. That world has changed mm-hmm. post-COVID in a significant way. So, yes, we serve businesses. We've been serving them for quite a while. If you have a business, please reach out to us directly. If we have fiber to you, we can connect you. If we don't have fiber to you, we will likely build fiber to you. So give us a call and let's get the conversation going. If there are some more remote businesses that have needs that are beyond what we currently have or currently aware that we need to have.
Sure, Glenn. And then you also, speaking of calling, have a nice staff and a nice office building right here in Litchfield.
We do. We've had it for quite a while. The old Hutchinson Telephone Company, which right. was acquired almost two decades ago, would have constructed that, and we've been supporting that and a dozen other offices around southern Minnesota for a long period of time. We're heavily invested in local communities and having local capabilities. Walk in, come see us, come talk to us, pay your bill, yeah. pick up equipment, whatever it might be. We think that's an important offering. At the same time, though, there's a number of people who really are increasingly interested in a digital relationship with us, and so we have quite extensive capabilities on our website as oh. well. Now you can literally do everything short of the physical install online and don't have to necessarily speak to one of us. If you choose not to, doesn't replace the ability to speak to one of us, but if that's what you'd prefer, then the first time you'll likely talk to us is when we show up to do the installation work.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, let's find out how we get hold of Nuvera, and you know, I'm sure, like you said, online, and I'm sure there's a local phone number.
Yeah, so if you go out to nuvera.net, you can find out all the ways to get a hold of us. You get the current phone number and how to reach us. You can work through our e-commerce capabilities. You can put in your address and find out what we offer at your physical address. Find out what our construction plans are, all of those kinds of good things. Just simply go out to nuvera.net.
Beautiful. Glenn Zerbe, thanks for joining us this morning on Chamber Chat.
Thank you for having me.
All right, there you go.
Have a good day.
You bet. There you go, Glenn Zerbe, to give us all of his information. That was nice.
Yeah.
And you said he is kind of the honcho down there at the headquarters.
Yeah, he sure is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Right. Yeah, and just a reminder, they are the business spotlight for this month, so we sure. have some different materials set up in our office, so feel free to swing in and grab some swag and more information and see what they're all about.
Good old swag, that's what you need.
Swag.
All right, we only have a few more minutes, but you can tell us right. some of the stuff that's going on over
yeah,
at the office.
Yeah, I'm going to talk quick. At Rotary this morning, we had Habitat for Humanity of West Central Minnesota as our
really?
Guest. They have their fundraiser going on this Friday in Spicer. It's called Get Hooked on Habitat for Humanity. They are featuring live music by Diamondback. It's $30 for the concert. They have hors d'oeuvres. And then they also have a raffle option that you don't need to be present to do. Mm-hmm. So you can find more information on their website. And
yeah, because they've done some building around here, I know.
Yes, yep. Oh. They're going to build 9 houses behind Walmart.
Wow.
And they are in search of volunteers. So if you want to give back, that would be a great way to do that. And yeah, just a great organization that supports the community. So,
okay.
So yeah. I also wanted to do a huge thank you to West Central Sanitation and Waste Management for all that they're going to do this weekend on citywide garage sale.
Yeah, it's the big one.
Incredibly inconvenient, but they always have a smile on their face. And Yeah.
We got them good weather this time. We've also had them out there in the mud.
I know, yeah. But huge shout out to those two chamber member businesses, because what would we do without them?
Right.
Our golf scramble's coming up Monday, June 30th. We are still open for sponsorships and teams. We are looking for a hole-in-one sponsor. So if you're a chamber member business and you'd like to sponsor the hole-in-one, just let us know. Our event sponsor, again, this year is Vibrant Broadband. So huge thank you to them for supporting our fundraising tournament. And our business leaders breakfast is coming up next Wednesday, May 14th from 8 to 9:30 at Meeker Memorial Hospital and Clinics, who is also our sponsor for that event. We have
Do that downstairs?
Yep, they're going to do it down in their conference area. So we have Luke Greiner with Deed coming to speak, and just great opportunity for new primary reps within businesses to come and meet and greet and get to know other businesses. And then last but not least, Fallen Into Fun Fest is Saturday, September 20th, and we officially have all of that registration information out, so you can get online and get registered.
People can
for the
get
business
ahead of the game and figure out what they're doing.
Exactly, yeah.
Very good.
Yep.
All right. You'll be in next week?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. All right. Then we will get all up to date next week.
Absolutely.
From Janae. All right. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thanks.
There you go. There's our chamber chat for today.